Proverbs 13:8 says, "The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke." This proverb can be explained simply as pointing out that by the very fact of his riches, a man is, in the words of Matthew Henry, envied, struck at, and brought in danger of their lives, which therefore they are forced to ransom with their riches. And by the same token, when a rich man does wrong or is caught in a bad situation, he gets out of trouble simply because he has riches. On the other hand, the poor have nothing to give, so people just don't bother with them most of the time in these matters. Why sue a poor man when you get nothing of substance, even if you succeed in your suit? You can't bleed a turnip, as they say. We see this in the headlines on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, if a man of wealth and power ever does suffer in spite of their wealth and power, it makes big news because the rich and powerful usually get away with murder. Payday arrives at some point at the judgment, if not sooner. But as far as the immediate consequences are concerned, many power elites use their wealth to ransom their lives in the moment. O.J. Simpson is probably the most famous example in my lifetime. He slashed his ex-wife and her waiter boyfriend to death, but avoided prison because of his ability to hire a superior defense team and the sympathy of jurors that no ordinary or poor man would have enjoyed. He later lost the civil suit, which found him responsible for the killings and left him much less well off financially. And he also served some time later for a brazen armed robbery. But I believe he's out and about again. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Joe and Hunter Biden, and other crooked politicians have used their power and wealth that was mostly accumulated after they were elected, and then abused their power to become multimillionaires by political corruption and intrigue. They've never faced justice, and in this lifetime they may never face it. They've employed wealth and abuse of government agencies and agents to avoid criminal prosecution to this point. And in a more recent example with less important implications, actor Will Smith assaulted comedian Chris Rock on stage at the Oscar Awards show on live TV, airing Sunday night, March 27th of 2022, with an open-handed slap that could have killed Mr. Rock if it had landed better, or if Smith had hit someone a little more frail. Smith faces no legal action for his assault and probably no real consequences at all. If that had been you or me, we'd be in jail facing serious time, fines and parole time and all that. But as the text says, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. It's just a known fact. If you have wealth and power, you can get away with a whole lot more than you will without it. But the trade-off is that people are always trying to get you for your riches. So it cuts both ways. Many wealthy people have expressed regret at becoming wealthy. Lottery winners, famous entertainers, and athletes have said that their wealth and fame ruined their lives. And in response, people say, "Oh, boo-hoo." But the Bible agrees with the sentiment. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." These people did what they did in nearly every case, hoping for and desiring wealth and fame. Why else would someone play the lottery? And nearly every serious musician and actor can be quoted by family and friends before they made it big as having said they wanted to be rich and famous. And sadly, most of these people are godless, and they're not interested in true riches that comes by knowing Jesus Christ. So be careful of coveting the rich and famous. As Job 21:13 says, they spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave. And if they go down to the grave without being saved by the blood of Jesus, their riches will do nothing to ransom their life out of eternal damnation. Just kind of reminds us of the rich man in hell, found in Luke chapter 16. So don't covet those with worldly wealth and fame. Be content to know you have eternal riches in Christ Jesus, our wonderful Lord and Savior.